Blog Talk Radio.
WEXY, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, a service of Multicultural Broadcasting, Incorporated. The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the advertisers and not necessarily those of WEXY, its staff, or management.
South Florida and the surrounding areas, get ready for the exciting ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
You got the stuff in your pants that are bothering you right now. You see a man at her. You see a man at him. You see a man at your family.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
All right, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, places of employment, wherever you are on this Thursday, all ready to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing some great and marvelous things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. Well, this is Christmas Eve, and we're getting ready for two things. Number one, we're getting ready for our service on the night. And I want to take this opportunity to invite all of you to be a part of this great, great, great service that's going to take place on the night at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The service will start at 8 p.m. Now, if we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ, then let us come together, those of you that's in the area, and join forces with us. We're going to have a great time, and we're looking forward to all of our, amen, members, friends, and followers to be a part of that service. Then tomorrow we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ. Amen. So all of you, amen, that are listening to me, I think that's a great thing. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more today, about the birth of Christ, amen, and how important it is, amen, for us to recognize why we are celebrating, why we are giving gifts, and why we're doing this, and why we're doing that. So we want to celebrate that. So those of you that's in the area, make sure that you come out tonight at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we just want to wish all of you a Merry, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to all of you. Amen. Tap those hearts. Amen. Share this particular broadcast. Those of you that's joining by way of Blog Talk, you can encourage somebody to call, amen, Blog Talk by just simply calling area code 347-989-0113. That's area code 347-989-0113. So you can call Blog Talk, amen, make a comment, we'll respond back to you. Or you can go to Periscope, amen, and just join us on there. All right, listen, this is Christmas Eve. We talked a little bit on yesterday. And we're grateful to God for, amen, all of you that has been following us and how we must celebrate what we know is truth. We must celebrate what we know is truth. And, you know, the reason why I talk about Christmas during the Christmas holidays is because we have so many new converts that are coming up that need to know the story, amen, of the birth of Christ. We have so many young kids that are coming up that need to know the story of the birth of Christ. See, when we was coming up, you know, we had the television, you know, society, amen, would give respect to that. But, you know, as man has grown wiser, you know, and technology has advanced, they have left their first love. They have left their first principle. And now people really don't talk about it, about this immaculate conception of this young virgin. Not just young woman, but young virgin woman, amen, that had a child, amen. And this is how the story goes. So, you know, yesterday I dealt with the opposition of it. Many people say, well, the reason why I don't believe in it is because it's too commercialized now. And I told everybody yesterday, I say, don't worry about the commercialism that has been placed surrounding Christmas. Don't worry about that because it doesn't, you know, invalidate what we know is true. In other words, it doesn't disqualify the fact that he was born, you know, because the department stores may feed off, amen, the compassion of people, and everybody's being encouraged to go out and get gifts and et cetera. God bless you. Amen. That doesn't invalidate, amen, or disqualify the whole purpose of Christmas. We celebrate Christmas because it represents the birth of Christ. And let's keep that in mind. You know, the surrounding of it doesn't matter. You know, I lived in a big house, and at one point my lawnman was gone, you know, on vacation, and my grandson grew a little bit, and, you know, it was looking kind of tacky, you know what I'm saying? But the house was fine, and I'm saying let's focus on the house, not the surrounding that comes along with it. Everything that's true going to have some falsehood around it. So you're going to have, amen, department stores selling, you know, watches and cologne. You have somebody else, amen, talking about, you know, Santa Claus, and somebody else talking about reindeers, and someone else, you know, talking about this, and someone else talking about that. It doesn't change the validity of Christmas and what we know it to be. Christmas represents the birth of Christ. So I talked about that on yesterday. Then I said if they were so sure, you know, that it wasn't the birth of Christ, they wouldn't be changing it from Christmas to Xmas. You know, talking about we don't want to offend other religions. I mean, everything that a person does is going to offend a different religion. So why pick on Christmas? You know, why pick on Christmas? I mean, everything you do is going to offend a group. You know, everything you do. You got products, amen, that are supporters of abortion. What you going to do, stop selling the product? You know, I don't want to name now. I'm just saying. You have products, amen, that support abortion. What you do, stop selling the product? So let's not hypocrite. Let's not hypocrite. You know, there's a reason why they want to take Christ out of Christmas. It's not just because they don't want to offend other religions, people with different, you know, religious views. That has nothing to do with it. No, they know that under the label is an ingredient of interest, is an ingredient of truth, is an ingredient of man's origin. You know, if we find out about Christ, we can find out what's going on with us. When we find out about Christ, and when we learn about Christ, we can learn, you know, solely about this psychology, and we don't need analysts, amen, to come in our mind and probe our sleeping habits and probe our eating habits and do all kind of analysis and all that. We find out about Christ, you can find out what's going on with the human race. You find out about the birth of Christ, and I tell you, it's going to solve the problem of mankind. So let's talk about it. So don't worry about them saying it's commercialized. Don't worry about them saying, well, how you know it's on December? Pray the Lord, because, you know, the Jewish calendar's got 9 months, and y'all dealing with 12 months. Hey, listen, and according to the Jewish calendar, it was around October. Let me share this with you. I really don't care whether it was October. I don't care if it was August 27. It wouldn't matter to me if it was July or March or January. The mere fact that he was born is what I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating the birth of Christ, not the birthday, but the birth. You know, if you want to term it birthday, you can do that. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm celebrating the birth because he was already alive before he was born. Do that make sense? He was already alive before he was born. He was already alive before Mary gave birth and called his name Yahshua. He was already born. He was already alive. So I'm celebrating the birth. Y'all help me say birth. Can somebody type birth in there for me? Can somebody yell birth on Blog Talk? Can somebody in Radio Land yell birth? We're celebrating the birth of Christ. Amen. There it is. Birth. That's right. We're celebrating the birth of Christ. All right, so we don't worry about, amen, what people say about, you know, are you sure that it was on December 25th? It could have been on December 23rd. It really don't make me no difference, you know. As long as he was born, and we're going to celebrate, amen, thank you, birth. We're going to celebrate the birth of Christ. So now, all of the other things, well, why y'all doing, I'm just recapping from yesterday. Why y'all celebrating Christmas if you know paganism is wrapped up in it? Paganism is wrapped up in everything. It's wrapped up in Mother's Day. Nobody saying nothing about it. It's wrapped up in Father's Day. Nobody saying nothing about that. It's wrapped up in Easter. Nobody saying nothing about it. It's wrapped up in 4th of July. It's wrapped up in Halloween. It's wrapped up in Thanksgiving. If you want to deal with certain people that worship certain deities, you can find that in every holiday. You can find that almost on every day. So I'm not going to get wrapped up in that. Let's stay focused on what the Bible said. Amen. Let's deal with what the Bible said. I'm not going to go off in conversations about whether it's a pagan holiday. I'm sure they have picked days that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ or the birth of Jesus Christ. That does not disqualify or invalidate it. And that's what I want everybody to understand. It does not invalidate it. He was born. He was born. So whether y'all want to go and we fight about the December 25th or whether it was cold outside, you know, shepherds weren't able to keep the bed, and why did they have a census then and why was Joseph then? Listen, we're not going to go through whether people was paying taxes at that time or whether people, shepherds were keeping their sheep, amen, in the field at that time. We're not going to go through it. Let's deal with things that happened. Let's deal with the evidence, not with the, you know, suspicious of the fact. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, your suspicious moment of the fact. I'm not, well, they wouldn't have been out there, praise the Lord, because they were cold. I see people living in cold all the time. You know, people run their lives in cold all the time where it was dark. People, there are certain parts of the earth that's dark all the time, 24 hours a day. You know, there are people that travel in winter all the time. So we're not going to, that don't prove anything. That does not disqualify his birth. If that's your argument, it does not qualify, amen, to disqualify his birth, all right? So let's talk about his birth. Young lady by the name of Mary, all right? She's walking, and then this man meets her, and he says to her, because, you know, we already got our own thing we got to deal with. He says to her, how you doing, Mary? You are blessed among women. Well, what you mean? Because you're going to have a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sin. I felt led to do this. Let me give out this Blog Talk number once again, because somebody needs to hear what I got to say right now, because I felt an anointing. All right, you call 347, or get your aunt them to call. Get everybody to call. You don't need to get in an argument with no one. Just let them know somebody's preaching on the birth of Christ. Tell them to call 347-989-0113, okay? Tell them to call that number right now and just hook up into Bishop Hurricane Johnson. He says to the woman, say, listen, you are blessed. You should be happy. Why? I'm not even married. No, you should be happy. Matter of fact, you're going to be a happy woman. Why? Because you're going to have a baby, and you shall call his name Jesus. Not after his father, because most of the people would name their children after their daddy or their experience. You know, she's too young to have any experience. What she know? She's a young girl. She ain't got no experience. You know, and she ain't got no husband because she said, how can this thing be? How can this be? No, no. Hey, man, how can this be? Seeing I know not a man. I don't even know nobody. Here you are prophesying to me, telling me about, you know, I'm going to have a baby. Number one, I ain't had no experience to name no baby nothing. You know, so I don't even know where you get your name from. And then I don't have no husband to name him after. They told me that I'm going to marry this older man by the name of Joseph. They told me that now I'm engaged to him, but it ain't nothing going to happen yet. So he said, listen, how this going to be? He said, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. The Holy Ghost is going to hoover over you. The Holy Ghost is going to get in you, and this thing is going to happen right then. You know, my problem is, why do people don't believe that when the Bible says the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow a woman? Now, a woman could come up to you right now. You don't know her, never met her, and say, excuse me, I'm pregnant. I need some water. And you'll believe the very fact that she's pregnant. Don't know the husband. Don't know the boyfriend. Don't know what happened. You just take for granted, listen, she's pregnant. Why? Because she said so. All right, you believe those words, but here angel come from heaven and say, woman, you're going to have a baby. How is it going to happen? The Holy Ghost is going to get inside of you. The Holy Ghost. When somebody tell y'all they having a baby, y'all already see hands, ears, eyes, mouth, nose, everything. What you having? That's the only thing you ask. What you having? They say a boy, then all you accept is that they having a boy. But now we got to go back. We got to prove. We got to show evidence that the Holy Ghost got to get into somebody to make them have a baby. Okay, well, let's take it from there. The Holy Ghost is going to get in you, and you're going to have a baby. This woman is found pregnant. Now she got to tell the man that she's going to marry that she is pregnant. Uh-oh, we got some problems going on here. See, we can deal with the real problem, not the stuff that y'all talking about the Xmas and the department store. That's weak. Let's deal with the issues that Mary had to deal with. Here she is, you know, we worrying about light bills and phone bills and Metro PCs and Sprint. Ain't no offense, great companies. Metro, Sprint, great company. But we worrying about that kind of stuff. What about Mary having to go tell Joseph, you know, I know we supposed to get married, and you know, we almost married. In those days, being engaged was considered to be married. In those days, that's what it was. She got to go tell him, Joseph, I got something to tell you. Yes, I'm pregnant. What you mean you pregnant? Well, who's the daddy? God. Oh, wait. Run that by me again. Yes, I'm pregnant, and I didn't never deal with no man. Well, why are you pregnant? A man told me that God was going to put a baby inside me, and I was going to bring forth the son and call his name Jesus. Now, I can tell you right now, that man did not believe that at first, because the Bible said he sought to put her away privately. He wasn't going to embarrass her. He didn't beat her up. He didn't call out her name. He just said, you know what? We ain't going to even go through all this. I just put you away privately. I'll let you deal with you and this thing about you pregnant. I'm going to just let you deal with all this here. It's just too much for me to deal with. I'm an older man now. I ain't got time for these games. I'm going to put you away privately. Y'all don't like what I'm saying, right? I'm just trying to tell you how it goes down. So he's getting ready to put her away privately. Now the angel have to go back and talk to him in a dream and say, Joseph, listen, the very thing that young lady told you, that's of the Holy Ghost. It's true. She going to have a baby, and y'all going to call his name Jesus. Now, you make sure you take care of her and the Son of God. Joseph woke up, and at that point, you don't have no more problem out of Joseph. If you say God did it, then God did it. Well, that's why you got to wait on the right man for your life. You got to wait on the right woman because, you know, God get in the midst of something. You got to have somebody that's going to touch and agree with you. When God get in the midst, you need somebody that's going to push you to go to church. You need somebody that's going to push you to pray. You need somebody when you're down that's going to push you to hold your head up and say, don't worry about it. God got us. Y'all ain't saying that to me. And matter of fact, let me say this right here so many people don't get mad. When God speak to you, wife, amen, to give $1,000 in your church, you need a husband that's going to push you, baby. If God told you to give it, give it. You know that's our mortgage money, though. If God said it, baby, I trust you, I love you, I know you wouldn't do it to hurt our home, you give it. And vice versa, man, you need a wife that's going to back you up. Glory to God. You need somebody that's going to back you up. And God said, this is how I want the marriage to be. If that woman tells you, y'all, I'm sweating. Let me drink some water. That was good. If that woman tells you, Joseph, that the Holy Ghost came inside of her and that she going to get pregnant, you believe on the report of the Lord. And that's what he did. Now he says, get up now because there are those that seek. Now, if you know, this how terrible it is, Joseph. There are those that seek the child's life. There are those that, did y'all feel that? I just felt the Holy Ghost again. See, he's hoovering. I believe it's the same Holy Ghost that hoovered over Mary that's hoovering right now in the midst of your room, my room. Did y'all feel that? He said there are those that seek the child's life. Just the mere fact that babies were slaughtered ought to give you evidence that Jesus, amen, was born. Just that fact. We ain't got to go no further. Just the mere fact that children from 2 years old and down begin to die because they were looking for a Savior ought to give you, amen, some type of reason to say, you know what, something is going on here. Because, you know, they looking at stuff. They y'all ain't saying that to me. They looking at stuff and they killing children now. Something is going on. They are seeking the child life. And God tells Joseph, you get that woman out of here because they are getting closer because they are looking to kill the child. They're looking to kill the child. So it just wasn't going, amen, to pay nothing. He had to go because they were after the life of Jesus. If you're going to tell the story, tell the whole story. I promise to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. I want to tell the complete truth. That's why Joseph started moving around, because God had already told him, listen, they are looking to kill the child. Can I get a witness here? Let me move fast forward, y'all, because I got to go. All right, so, you know, this fast forward. All right, we know what happened. Amen. Joseph them can't find nowhere. Mary is in labor. She's getting ready to have this baby. You know, he done put himself on, you know, ridicule from himself, ridicule of his wife, ridicule of the baby. Now, she's in danger because they saying this lady done cheated on this man. He's in danger because he's talking about you going to marry that girl and she got a baby and it's not yours. Then Jesus is in danger because the devil already know he coming. So everybody got some stuff going on here, and they can't even find a room, amen, so she can have a baby. So the person tell him, say, there's a little barn over there. You can take her there where those animals at and let her have the baby there. Well, meanwhile, while she's in the stable where the animals are kept, God is already working on the other side. You got some of them seeing a star. Y'all ain't saying that to me. Then you got some shepherds listening to angels, amen, amen, singing and declaring the birth of Christ. God is speaking all over, amen, that part of the region. And now these men come bearing gifts. They come bearing gifts. Now, first, when she was pregnant, people are seeking to kill the child. Now, when the child is born, they come bearing gifts. Joseph wasn't that well known. Mary wasn't that well known. Who was giving out all this information? Who's giving out all this information about the birth of Christ? Why is all this stuff taking place? I don't remember nobody telling my mom, you know, we came to bring some gifts for Hurricane, because, you know, unless she told some people, you know, especially some people far off. I don't remember nobody talking about Hurricane. You know, these men came and they bought some gifts for you. I don't remember no people coming. I just don't. I just know there's a lot of stuff going on here. Jesus, amen, amen, has now, amen, been conceived, amen, into the womb of a woman. There are people after him. Herod was after him. And now when he's born, wise men are bringing him gifts. And I'm talking about every type of gift that was expensive they brought to them. And it was by reason of the declaration of angels and also this bright star that was prophesied thousands of years, saying a star shall foretell his coming. And he's going to come out of Bethlehem, and there will be a virgin with a child. And all of these things take place systematically as they have been prophesied. Who does that? The only person that can do that, 6 minutes, the only person that can do that is nobody but God. That's why I found out. Now, this may not be deep to you, but it's deep to me. All right, y'all ready? That's why I found out that God really don't worry about trouble. You know why he don't worry about trouble? Because he controls trouble. He controls trouble. Have you ever been sitting down and watched a movie, and you know you watched the movie 3 or 4 times, and somebody came in, and you said, man, that's a good movie. And then you match play, and the movie start going, and you know one of those scenes where they got that music going on, boom, 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 boom. And you're looking at the person like, watch what happened next, and I know they're going to jump. But you don't say nothing. You're not scared about it because you didn't see it. You already know what's going to happen. You know, what's going to happen is a door going to slam. Ain't nobody going to come through the wall. Ain't nobody going to come with no gun. Just the door going to slam. It's not going to be anything. And when the door says they jump, and you're like, what are you worrying about? And they say, you already seen the movie? Yes. And that's what God is saying. I already know how this is going to play out. That's why I don't worry about it. Why? Because I wrote the movie. I wrote it. Man, we used to be left with cliffhangers all the time with Batman and Robin on TV. You know how the cloud be going over the cliff and then the movie go off and you got to wait a whole week because they didn't have, you know what you call them, pilot programs then where they come on every night. If it came on Thursday, you had to wait the next Thursday to see it. And you know what happened when next Thursday come? When the car was going over the cliff, they'll show you him getting out just in time before the clock go over the cliff. And that's what God is saying. I already wrote the script. I already wrote it. That's why I don't worry about trouble, because I'm the writer of it. You coming out. It's going to be all right. Yeah, but I ain't got no money. Don't worry about the money. I'm going to cause them to give you the car. I'm going to cause them to give you the house. They're going to put money in your bank and not tell you. And ain't no need of you searching around tonight. Hey, did you put money in my bank? Did you pay my condo? You ain't got this search, because if you search, then you don't believe what I said. I open up the windows of heaven and pull you out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. You didn't have enough room, so I put it in somebody else's hand. Y'all ain't saying that to me. I put it in somebody else's hand to put it in your bank account. Because your hands were too full. Y'all ain't saying that to me. Listen, all right, where am I? I come back on tomorrow, right? I come back on, how much time we got? I come back on tomorrow, y'all. I'm just in 3 minutes. I have to finish this up tomorrow. We're going to stop at the stable where they was giving him gifts. I got to tell y'all what happened next. You must hear what happened next. But you got to be with me tomorrow at 1:30. You coming on? Yes, I am. I got to come on tomorrow. Yes, sir. I got to tell you about the birth. Amen. I'm celebrating the birth. I got to tell you what happened. So you join me tomorrow at this same time on this same station. Blog Talk, y'all get everybody you possibly can. If they coming at your house, coming over your house for dinner, turn your radio, turn your phone on, put it on loudspeaker. Tell them to join, amen, this loud talking man that's going to talk about something tomorrow. I got something to tell you. Listen, tonight, before I go off, I want you to join me at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440, amen, West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I want you to meet me there, amen, as we celebrate what? The birth of Christ. Don't let nobody fool you. Amen. This thing is real. I'm going to share with you how real it is. I mean, just as everybody take a deep breath. Now let it go. Now take a deep breath again. Now let it go. Just as sure as you breathe in air, it's just that real. This is not one of those fables. This is not a fictional book. The Bible ain't no book of friction. That's the only book that has been validated and stood through the test of time. And it's just funny that the things that are written therein, that's what's happening. You can't disqualify that. Everything that the Bible is stating is happening. Man, dust thy heart. Thus shall I return. I got to go. When you die, you don't become an ape anymore. Tomorrow, we come from apes. When you die, you go back to the dust. It's just funny how that was written 6,000 years ago and it's still relevant today. My name is Hurricane Johnson. I leave you with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.
South Florida and the surrounding areas, get ready for the exciting ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
If you got the stuff in your hand that'll bother you right now, you see a man at work, you see a man at hearing, you still mad at your family?
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
WEXY, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, a service of Multicultural.